Blog Talk Radio.
Alito, this is El Ratawa. You are tuned in live to another episode on our Talk Cons of America radio. Right now, tonight, May 13th, 2018, of the Gregorian calendar. Have a beautiful show lined up. It is also Mother's Day, you know, according to this commercialized holiday. So I want to give love and much thanks to all the mothers out there, and specifically my mother, you know, for giving me the knowledge and, you know, everything that she's done for me to help me in my life and, you know, to progress and become more of my higher self. With that being said, much love. I also want to give thanks to all the aunts before her and who are yet to come and who are already here. Okay? With that being said, we got a beautiful show lined up. We're going to get into this Kanye West comment he made on TMZ. You know, what he really mean by this comment. Okay, so without further ado, let's begin. All right, now, if you did not see the full interview, you know, a lot of people keep saying this. You know, I must have missed his whole message, because he really hurt me by what he said. 400 years of slavery, that sounds like a choice, is his exact words. Okay? And that was only less than 10 seconds, and that is what the average person saw before they, you know, made a conclusion about his comment. So I would suggest that you go and watch the full interview of Kanye West and what led up to him saying that, and what did he say before that, and what did he say after that, okay? So go watch the full interview before you come to, you know, the conclusion of what he meant and what type of message he was trying to relay when he said what he said, okay? Now, again, I'm just going to give you this from an indigenous standpoint. Okay, and give you my thoughts on what I think he meant, okay? And again, these are just my thoughts on what he meant based upon me watching the video, okay? I watched more than 10 seconds, okay? And if you're looking for the full video of Kanye West making his comment, 400 years of slavery sounds like a choice, you can go. And you can find the complete full video on YouTube, okay? Very easy to get to. And I'm sure it's on many other places on the web, not just YouTube, right? And now I want to add that, you know, I already went live on my Instagram, and, you know, I'm going to drop a video on YouTube tomorrow, you know, going in on, you know, my thoughts and what Kanye West is truly saying when he said that 400 years of slavery sounds like a choice. All right? And if you want to go and watch what, you know, some of my thoughts on what Kanye said already, then you can go find, just go scroll down my Instagram page and you'll find a video that says Kanye West was right. And then I have another video that says, what did Kanye West mean? And that's all on my Instagram and as well as on my Facebook. And both of these names are under Autochtons of America. Very simple. Whenever you're looking for me on the web, just type in Autochtons of America. You want to know how to spell that? It's A as in apple, U as in utopia, T as in T-Rex,
Okay. O as in octopus. C as in cat. H as in hat. T as in top. H again as in hat. O as in octopus, N as in network, and that is our talk time. Then last, you want to add an S as in snake, our talk time of America, okay? Look for me on there on, simply type that in on the web and I shall pop up. And you can find me again on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Google Plus, Blog Talk Radio, which is what I'm using right now under A Talk Times of America. And I also have my my link, my GoFundMe link under the same exact name, A Talk Times of America GoFundMe. Okay, so I'm very simple to find. All right, now we're going to go on a brief break in about 5 minutes to allow, you know, some callers to get online. If they have any questions or comments, you know, feel free to time is now call in. I'm going to have every 10 minutes, I'm going to have a little break for Q&A, about 1 minute till 10-minute mark. All right. I said 5 minutes, but I went about three. No problem with that. Seeing as there's no callers, we're going to go ahead and continue on with the show. Okay. Now, here's a few of my thoughts. You know, I'm only having less than 30 minutes for each Blog Talk Radio session, so I try to, you know, compact, you know, as much useful information that we can utilize and share with other people in our daily lives. Okay. Now, here we go. For Kanye West, he was right, you know, when he stated that 400 years of slavery sounds like a choice, because that is four centuries. Think about it. That is four centuries. Not one. Not 100 years. Not 200 years. Not 400 years. This is the claim that, you know, a lot of scholars and, you know, the layman use this term of 400 years of slavery. Going back 400 years from today and starting at 1619, where the so-called first African is documented as being enslaved in America, to today, it is not 400 years. It is like 399. Okay? So to even state that 400 years of slavery has happened to our people is invalid and incorrect, because prior to 1619, these mythical 400 years, there are large groups of numbers of people that are enslaved during that time period and before that time period. Okay? This is just the whole idea of slavery, or a group of people being in physical bondage, has been attributed to dark skin, which is not factual. Okay? It's not true. That's not how the history actually happened. Okay? That's only his story. Okay? It's not our story or the real story, which is currently a mystery. Okay? What really happened is that spanning throughout the centuries, spanning throughout our time as human beings, there were always groups of people who were enslaved, whether physically or and mentally. Okay? So this is what we have to understand. Slavery was not so much as physical as it was mental. Because in order for you to be physically in slavery, they must enslave you mentally. All right? This is what Frederick Douglass said. He stated that knowledge makes a man unfit to be a slave, okay? So this is what he meant, you know, breaking the mental chains, you know, the idea that you are incapable of providing, protecting, and freeing yourself and being your own master, or that anyone can rule over you. That is an illusion. You can only allow someone to rule over you. Okay? But this is what he meant, and this is where he clarified what he meant. If you watch the complete video, okay, of Kanye West. And please don't take my word for it. Never take my word for it. I always go research and check it out for yourself. And just to state, you know, a couple resources, all right, to back up what I'm saying is that there are various people that were enslaved and that were not dark skinned but of a pale skin, who you refer to as a white person, okay? instance, number one, the Barbary slave trade. This is just one tidbit of information. Go look up the Barbary slave trade. In it, you will find that during the 16th through the 20th, through the early years of the 20th century, Europeans, pale-skinned people, German, and many others were being enslaved well into the 20th century as far as Morocco was concerned. For the most part, it had started to dwindle down, but there were Europeans that were enslaved on a massive scale during the same time that slavery is supposed to be going on. There are Europeans that are enslaved many a time right alongside the darker skinned people who you would call black. All right. And to confirm this, or for you to have a resource reference, you should look up Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, all these people, many of the first presidents, George Washington. They had to pay tribute to many of the indigenous people who were navigating the waters. For instance, like the Moroccans, okay, or the Moors. Then there were also people along the East Coast and the West Coast of America, who they had to pay tribute, as well as the people who were inland, specifically many of the southeastern tribes or nations. They had to pay tribute. Okay, this is where the proclamation line came into place, where they created a line from all the way up to Rhode Island down to the Mississippi, the 1783 proclamation line. And these Europeans could not cross over without these indigenous people's permission, because they had to pay tribute to us, okay? But to stay on cue, you have to realize, again, that this so-called slavery equals African equals dark skin is the biggest lie they ever told you. This is just a play on a psychological play on your identity and on your heritage. And if they can keep you in that mentality and that mindset of a slave, then it will be easier for them to control you. All right? Keep you passive. Now, here is George Washington's letters to Morocco, all right? You can look up the United States-Moroccan Peace Treaty of 1786, okay? And this is where George Washington has promised to pay tribute to the Moroccan people. And he states that he's promised to pay an immediate $600,000 to ransom the captives. And he's also promised to provide the king $21,000 worth of naval stores annually. Okay? And there's many documents. And it's not just George Washington who made these tributes and who had to make these tributes, because their people were enslaved on such a massive scale. It is unbelievable and incredible that they did not teach this in history class, because they know that if they taught this, it would totally disrupt and turn their whole idea of slavery 400 years as an African upside down. All right, you can check out, if you want to look at the treaties, it's called the Barbary Powers, okay? and it's a collection of treaties from 1786 to 1836. So well into the 19th century, you had these indigenous people who were captains of the sea, who navigated the waters with ease, being paid tribute by the United States. Okay? And again, don't take my word for it. Go check these people out. Just check these treaties out and these time frames. Actually do the knowledge before, you know, you assume or get into your emotions. Just take a deep breath. We have to learn to pause and think before we act, because we as indigenous people have we've been trained to have a very reactive nature. Okay, where we react. We don't act. We don't think. We don't plan. We don't formulate before we act. We just react, because that's how we've, you know, been trained. So once the first step, you know, to realize it, we have to realize that we have a reactive nature. Okay. And that's the first step in stopping that reactive nature from happening and learning to become proactive. All right? And I have about 5 minutes left. So if there's any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The line is open. You know what I'm saying? If you have anything you want to add, feel free. Call-in number is 713-955-0439. Again, the call-in number is 713-955-0439. All right, seeing as we do not have any more callers or calls coming in on the line, again, I want to give a quick recap. This was 400 Years of Slavery Sounds Like a Choice. And, you know, that's just a couple of my thoughts on this particular comment that he made. And, you know, we can dwell deeper into the whole idea of slavery and the myths surrounding slavery, okay, on the next episode that I'm going to drop next Sunday. So be ready. I'm going to start back on the show every Sunday at 11 p.m. Central Time Zone. I mean 10 p.m. Central Time Zone or 11 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, okay? And with that being said, I have a couple of new things. I'm going to start going live on my Instagram and as well as my Facebook and sharing some new information with the people and let the people interact with me and what type of information and knowledge do they need so that they can apply this in real life, because it's all about application. All right? That being said, thank y'all for rocking with me. This is El Ratawa, creator of Top Tones of America. I will be back on next Sunday. And remember, your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. We'll be right back.